from his latest album, that is Harry Styles and Golden. It's a good song, isn't it?
I like that song
a lot,
actually. Yes.
Hey, Rob, look to your right.
Hello. It's my silver awards arrived.
Your silver awards arrived.
Look at that, what have we got here? Hello, this is... Yeah, I can't see. Is this the FA Challenge Cup? Is it the original? No, it can't be the original. I'm going to say it is.
It is.
Well, look at that.
And they've let you go near it. Right? They're crazy.
It's heavy.
Yeah, but it will be. It's a trophy.
And what's it doing here, by the way?
Well, Leicester won
Leicester won the FA Cup.
Yeah, keep up,
I guess
Rob.
So. Yeah, I know that. But I should point,
right, Rob knows nothing about football.
No, I don't do
so,
much
there. Come yeah. on, but yes, that's why.
It's very good.
Yeah.
Wow, I assumed it, but yeah, I'd love to hold it. Go on, you hold on to that.
There you go. Go on. Oh, you're now going to hold the FA.
Oh, look at this.
Oh, it's Rob's moment of glory. Holding. Is it heavier than you thought it was?
Yeah, it is. You want to take a photo?
I'm going to take a photo of this. Look at that.
There you go.
There you go.
There you go.
Oh, nice. That is very nice.
That is, I assumed you'd have this locked in a cabinet somewhere.
It is. It's not the real one. It's a copy.
Oh, now you tell me. Yeah, you're not going to let me
lose
it. But it is an exact copy.
Fantastic. And where's this? Does this live up in Leicester, or is it?
It does, yeah. We've got this, and we're taking it around to all our pre-season games. Yeah. And we're raising money on behalf of the Foxes Trust, Leicester the... Trust, and also tonight we're going to be splitting any money we raise with Wickham Wanderers Trust as well.
So
we're kind of splitting between the two, sort of build a bit of friendship between the two clubs as well.
That's a really good thing to do. And is your job this evening just to look after this? Is this your sole job for the evening?
It is, yeah. So we're going to be outside the ground with it. People can come up, take photos, and if they want to stick a quid in the bucket, they can do that and say all money goes to a very good cause.
It's fantastic. If it's an exact replica, I mean, the weight of that really surprised me. I thought that was going to be a little bit lighter than it was, but it is quite a heavy old thing, isn't it?
Yeah, it is. It's very heavy. And the actual cup does get, the real cup does get bashed about quite a lot, but it's worth about £3 million, the real one. And so they don't let it out the safe at the King Power Stadium.
Now, I'm going to ask you a really stupid question here. Does the top actually come off? It looks like it should lift off, but
it does come off, yes, but this one is actually screwed on.
Oh, okay.
Because yeah. many football players, when they win it, the top is what falls off first.
And that's what happened at Wembley this year. They threw it up in the air and the cup the top sort of went into orbit. Yeah.
Yeah. But you see a lot of people going, oh no.
The broken and it always ends up getting bashed and knocked about. But yeah, we thought we'd bring it down so Wickham Wanderers... Not saying the Wickham Wanderers will never win the FA Cup.
Careful words, careful.
But they did knock us out in the sixth round once to famously get to the semi-final. Yeah. I was at the game. They're not likely to win it, so it's probably people's best chance to actually pick up the cup and have the photograph taken with it.
It's fantastic that you brought it down, and I'm sure if anyone's coming to the match this evening, whereabouts are you going to be? Sorry, you're just going to be by the main entrance.
Yeah, what about outside the main entrance, near where the away supporters are, so people can just come up and the kids love it, and the dads love it even more.
Yeah,
and yeah, it's great. So we want to try and raise a few quid for good causes.
We were saying earlier this afternoon that it's so good to actually have fans back in the stadiums today. I mean, you were saying, when was the last time we had...
December the 12th, and I think there was 2,000 fans for that game.
2,000, and yet tonight, you know, we're looking at
5,000.
5,000,
yeah.
5,000, that's wonderful. Yeah, I think Leicester have sold out.
They
bring well over 1,000 fans, you know, which is pretty good for a pre-season friendly, to be fair.
Very good, yeah.
And, you know, it always helps when you got the cup. Cup winners at your ground.
Yeah, of course.
Oh, yeah.
And shan't forget that. And it's even nicer if you can actually see the cup.
Yeah.
Well, listen, thank you very much. I didn't even catch your name when we started speaking.
My name's Clive. Clive Langley.
Clive, it is lovely talking to you. Thank you very much for doing this. And if anyone listening, France is coming looking and actually holding the FA Cup, because you can do what I just did, which is to pick it up and go, oh, it's heavier than I thought it was. You will be down here for the whole evening throughout and after the game as well?
Yeah, we'll be down here till about 10 minutes before kick-off. It's then the trophy will then go inside and it's going in your executive lounge or something, and they're going to pass it around there and people can have the photographs taken. And I think they're even going to take it into the Wickham players' dressing room as well, so they can have some photos, and then we're going to take it back up the M40 later on tonight.
Fantastic. Well, listen, Clive, thank you very much. Enjoy the match. Okay. I would like to say good luck. I kind of don't really mean it, but you know, I'm sure.
It's a friendly. It doesn't matter tonight. No, it's exactly. only a friendly. But yeah, Leicester are going to beat Wickham. So,
thank you, Clive. It's been a pleasure talking to you.